Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, hour number three. And I'm looking at this very interesting story from RIMF.com. Apparently, the latest surveys are showing that more than half of Americans are now believing conspiracy theories. And I don't even want to use that term anymore, because that was a term that was created by the government to sort of put a negative connotation on any alternative view of events. You know, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory, and you don't want to believe in conspiracy theories. Of course, the biggest conspiracy of all is the claim that there are no government conspiracies. I prefer to use the phrase alternative history. And more than half of Americans are now basically turning away from the corporate media and the government and listening to websites like Republic Broadcasting and reading websites like WhatReallyHappened.com. We are right now winning the war for the minds of America and the world. And we know what that means. The government's going to find some way to cheat and try and shut us down. We're hearing all these warnings about cyber criminals will destroy the internet in 2 weeks' time. Except for the parts that are making money and paying taxes, they'll still be fine, but all those other websites, they're going to be shut down. All righty. Now, speaking of nefarious intent out there on the internet, Microsoft has issued a public call for the National Security Agency to cease bulk data collection. We're basically at the one-year anniversary of Edward Snowden's revelations that the NSA was in complete violation of U.S. and international law and the Bill of Rights. And it has caused no end of economic harm to U.S.-based computer and computer services and internet provider companies, cloud providers. They're all seeing it hit their bottom line, as foreign customers especially turn away. They don't want anything coming from the United States of America. So Microsoft is out there harumphing and grumping and saying, we're calling for an end to bulk data connection. Of course, we know Microsoft has been hand in glove with the NSA all the way back to Windows NT with the NSA key scandal. And Microsoft is out there saying the USA Freedom Act, which is absolutely not what it's about. You know, it should be strengthened, you know, and the Feeser Court needs to be reformed to increase transparency and introduce the adversarial process that's the hallmark of a fair judicial system. Well, they're partly right. There should be an adversarial process where somebody is taken into FISA and say, we need to do this, and there's a defense attorney who says, no, this is groundless. The reason that adversarial process is not in there is because the actual legal jurisdiction of the Foreign Intelligence Service Court is outside the United States of America, where it is presumed the Bill of Rights and due process do not apply. The Foreign Intelligence Service Court was created by the Foreign Intelligence Service Act. Emphasis on the word foreign, 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 foreign. It does not have legal jurisdiction inside the United States of America. And yet, of course, it's being used to justify this unwarranted Fourth Amendment violating spying on all Americans. And it's another reminder that we have a government that assumes power bound by that contract, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and has violated that contract. Has absolutely violated it. Another article, and this is over on activistpost.com, 65 things we know about NSA surveillance that we did not know a year ago, and we're seeing a lot of these recaps coming on out about all the revelations about what's going on. Backdoors in the routers, backdoors in our computers, our smartphones, our tablets, spying on us all the time. We've learned it all over the last year, and if this was somebody's idea of scaring us or terrorizing us all into silence, it has not worked out very well. Hasn't worked at all. The American people are not cowed into silence. They are angry and they are speaking out. Somebody inside the U.S. government and the propaganda corps has seriously misjudged the attitude of the American people. Now then, apparently there is yet another ransomware malware making its way through the world. This one targets Android devices. This one is called Android Simplock A. It was discovered by researchers at ESET over the weekend. And it's not the first ransomware for Android, but it is the first one that holds files hostages by encrypting them. And this is one more thing we know about the NSA. They can't find these guys either. Now, maybe it's the NSA that's doing all this cybercrime, getting ready for a virtual 9/11. But if it isn't, then each new piece of computer malware that appears is one more reminder that the NSA really can't do the job they claim to be doing of protecting us all from criminals and terrorists. They can't do it. The only thing they can do is watch people who aren't taking any precautions on protecting their data and secrets. We don't have anything to hide. But real criminals and real terrorists can evade them. And just a reminder, on July 4th, a little less than 1 month from today, I will be releasing the solution to my latest NSA challenge, challenge number 6. It's a refinement of the 10,000 monkeys code here. Now, there's a new story coming out from the FBI. This concerns the case against Jeremy Hammond. This was this 29-year-old hacktivist from Chicago. He was arrested in March 2012. For cyber attacks against certain government computers. And had the case gone to trial, Hammond could have faced a maximum of life in prison. Because it's a serious crime to hack government and corporate computers, but not your home computer. And it turns out that one of Jeremy Hammond's associates was an undercover FBI informant who directed him to the government computers that he could break into, which were being watched in order to trap him. This is another classic case of the FBI setting up and creating a crime to make headlines with. Gotta watch out for those informants. Lot of them out there. We have more informants per capita here in the U.S. than the East Germans had under the Stasi. They recruit these kids, some of them seniors in high school. They recruit them in college. They tried to recruit me when I was in college. And as these students graduate and go out into the regular world, they stay part of the informant network because it gives them business advantages. And, of course, they get a thrill out of being an undercover informant, and they're doing something illicit and dangerous, and they go home at night and abuse themselves to old James Bond movies and go, "I'm a spy, I'm a spy, I'm a spy." Now, if the person sitting next to you didn't laugh at that last joke, that's probably an informant. We're going to take a phone call here. Joe in South Carolina. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
Doing fine.
Good. I was listening to RT News earlier today, and they have a show on there called Breaking the Set. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Oh, it's, yes. Show. I've actually been on it once.
Well, they had the two guys that kind of a national story. About 4 years ago, I think it was, they quit the NSA. They'd been with the NSA since, like, the late 50s, early 60s. One guy's name was Bill Binney.
Yes.
And they were talking about, I think, a guy named Thomas Drake. I was trying to work while I was listening to it. But anyways, it was real interesting because they were talking about how they actually they said Snowden is not a bad guy, and not just because they also kind of whistleblew and were talking to the FBI about what the NSA was doing, you know, not just starting with Bush, but pronounced with Bush and then, you know, continuing with Obama. And they said that the Binney guy was talking about, he said that the problem with trying to encrypt stuff and keeping them out of it is that, you know, eventually they're going to watch you and figure out what they can do, he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about that they, if they want to find out what, for example, Joe in South Carolina is doing and who he's talking to and everything, even if I encrypt stuff, you either got to, like, 24/7 be changing everything with your encryption because they're going to be trying to, you know, unencrypt what you have.
Okay, Joe, I need you to take a pause. We have to take a 3-second break for commercials. Don't hang up. I want to come back to this very issue after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, welcome back. We're talking with Joe in South Carolina about the NSA. Now, the NSA is able to easily read everybody's encrypted traffic because we're all persuaded to use encryption products for which the NSA already has either the method or a back door. Now, breaking an encrypted message is a two-step process. First, you have to figure out the method. Then you have to find the key. And of the two, finding the method is the hard part. During World War II, the Allies were unable to decode the messages encrypted with the German Enigma machine until they actually captured one. Then they could figure out the method. After that, they built a machine to brute force the keys. If you buy encryption from your local computer store, it's something the NSA already knows how the method works, and that they can use their 3 acres of supercomputers to brute force the keys. What we proved with our NSA challenges is that real criminals and real terrorists can write their own encryption, which will defy the NSA for at least a month. That's how long we let most of these challenges go. And for a criminal or a terrorist, a one-month period of secure communications is probably going to be adequate for what they're doing.
So that's probably what he was saying then, is that assuming that people knew that, like, when they buy a laptop at Best Buy, that the NSA already has all the encryption information, so you can't hide yourself that way. But if you were to do whatever it is you're talking about that you have your challenges for, then you could keep the NSA out of your business, so to speak.
Yeah, or you can encrypt. Now, the code samples that are in the NSA challenge are not developed in terms of usability on the net. They're basically teaching examples. They're very good for securing files on your local hard drive, okay? But there's no drag-and-drop interface or any of that stuff to them. And the whole point is, don't use my code samples unmodified, because the NSA has already copied those off. That's pretty much a given. But
right.
It was a teaching exercise. First of all, the most important thing to accomplishing something is to know for a fact it can be done. And that was the whole point of the NSA challenges. It is possible for people who want to protect their Aunt Mary's top-secret chocolate chip cookie recipe from the NSA. You can do it.
Right. So, and the other thing that they said, and then I'll let you go, is that they both backed up what Snowden said in that interview on NBC. He was like, we had all the phone calls from, Bill Binney said this, he said, we had all the phone calls from San Diego to Yemen and all these other things that were leading up to 9/11 with all the, you know, any of that information, you know, and what they were planning to do. The NSA had all of that, and yet they did nothing. So it only supports what you said a little while ago about, like, well, we wouldn't have had the Boston bombing, and we wouldn't have had all these things if the NSA supposedly has all this information and is using it to protect us. But in reality, all this stuff is just to take away our liberties and to enslave us instead of to actually make us more safe and stop all these false flags that are going on.
That, well, absolutely. And there have been a lot of people who went public on the NSA, and they did it. They tried to go through channels. We now know that Edward Snowden started out trying to go through channels about how wrong all of this was. And those who blew the whistle through the American media were basically ignored. The reason Edward Snowden had the impact that he did is he went outside the United States of America to a reporter and a publication that was not entirely kindly disposed to the United States, who were just as outraged that they were being spied on. This was coming hard on the heels of that spy scandal with the London media, where they were bugging celebrities and the royal family. And so it was a very sensitive issue, and Glenn Greenwald put it out there, and the world picked up on it. And here we are, understanding that the U.S. government has its nose into everybody's business.
Right, exactly. And they don't like that.
They absolutely do not. All right, we're going to let you go here, Joe. And I want to get on to another story. This is down in Florida. And apparently the police down there are using this secret technology called Stingray. The exact details of what it can do and how it does it are still being kept from the public. But it is a device made available to the police where they can hijack a nearby cell tower, go out to everybody's cell phone and download everything that's on them, all without a warrant, I might add. And they got sued, by the American Civil Liberties Union. They filed a public records request with the Sarasota, Florida Police Department for information on how this was being used. And before the ACLU could show up to take these records for review, federal marshals showed up and grabbed all the records, saying that these actually belonged to the U.S. Marshals Service, and this Sarasota police had no business releasing them. So we're in a state right now where the government thuggery is on full display. You're not allowed to know this stuff, and we'll send the marshals to keep you from learning about it. Now, over in Britain, they're starting to toughen up the laws regarding cybercrime and computer hacking, including life in prison as a punishment, which I think is really fine and dandy for civilian cybercriminals. We know that these laws will never be applied to the government cybercriminals, and they seem to be the worst ones. We know that Stuxnet came out of the U.S. and Israeli governments. Dooku, Flame, Gauss, all of these cyber weapons. And they're all causing hideous amounts of damage. Stuxnet was supposed to be deployed against the centrifuges at the Iran uranium fuel rod processing plant to get them to basically destroy themselves and shower radioactivity all over the surrounding area. But Stuxnet got out of that target. It went wild. And because industrial facilities all over the world are using these same Siemens controllers, it caused all kinds of damage across Central Asia, Russia. We know that Stuxnet was in computers around the Fukushima power station before the quake and tsunami. And it raises the possibility that the reason so many emergency systems failed to operate correctly following the quake and tsunami was that Stuxnet had infected those Siemens controllers and interfered with them. I think General Electric, if they want to save the reputation of their reactors, ought to go on in and start grabbing these controllers and taking a good hard look at the non-volatile RAM, if, in fact, it's still intact after all these years of intense radioactive exposure. Now, we were talking the other day about this horrible story coming out of Ireland, where a mass grave near a septic tank was uncovered when this concrete slabs over it collapsed, and they found the remains of almost 800 children just dumped there. And apparently this was all done by this religious-run unmarried mother's home in Tuam in Galway. And the local police are saying, oh, there's no reason to investigate these nuns. They're good religious women. Well, now it's reached the national level, and they're talking manslaughter charges. And the Irish Catholic Church has now ordered the nuns in this order to fully cooperate with an investigation. Doesn't mean they'll do it, but this is turning into a major, ugly scandal. If you happen to see the movie Philomena, starring Judi Dench, in the rotation on your Netflix or whatever, make a point of watching it. It tells the story of what was going on back there. Let's see. At least 74 deaths are now linked to these defective GM ignition switches. Apparently, GM sent recall notices to people who had already been killed in crashes. I guess their attitude is better late than never. It's been announced there will now be some compensation for the families who lost family members to this defective switch. And it's a reminder, the U.S. does not manufacture quality products anymore. They're overpriced. They're trying to survive on the, it's from America. Don't you want to have this? Because it's from America. But even that is wearing out rapidly here. Very interesting story coming out of floppingaces.net. If lying caused global warming, Obama would already have cooked the planet. Because he's already out there one more time. Global warming and CO2 causes illness and death and early wrinkles and gray hair. And we've got to tax it. Another cash grab by the U.S. government. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. There should be music here. There it is.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is now in our control room. And Obama is out there talking about global warming. Now, you remember for a while they tried to rebrand as climate change, to deal with the fact that despite all the dire warnings of melting polar ice caps and snow-free winters that we were hearing back in 2000, we've had several record-setting cold winters since then. And so they said, well, we're going to call it climate change, and the world is getting cooler. And then, of course, people started saying, well, if the world is getting cooler, then obviously carbon dioxide's not a problem. But since the goal was to tax carbon dioxide, now they've gone back to global warming and insisting that you're just dreaming all of that ice and snow. And really, we've got scientific instruments that say it's broiling hot and it's all your fault here. And what's going on here is that the U.S. federal government is desperate for money, desperate for money, desperate enough to launch wars of conquest to steal other people's wealth. Obamacare was supposed to bring in $200 billion a year in brand new profits to the health insurance corporations that pretty much authored that Affordable Care Act. Well, that's pretty much failed. The insurance companies aren't getting that profit. They're not sharing it with the government through taxes. And now, in fact, those insurance companies are asking for a government bailout because they canceled all the non-Obamacare compliant insurance policies and they haven't been renewed. So Obama's out there. He's back to the carbon tax. He's trying to find some way to take more money from you because the first and foremost rule in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. is if you get into trouble, you just go find a way to take more money away from the American people. And what they are not understanding is there is no more out here for them to take. Before they can take money away from the American people, they have to have an economy in which we can transform our labor into money to be then taken. And that's the part everybody was ignoring for the last 10 years. Now, Obama has put out his new carbon rule, which is going to impose very strict limits on carbon for coal-fired power plants and stiff fines, another way of calling it a carbon tax, to anybody who can't comply. Those companies who are having to pay those fines will turn around and pass those costs on to you, meaning your electric bill is about to go up if you live in an area with a coal-fired power station. Your electric bill is going to go up. Just to help Obama dodge the reckless irresponsibility of decades of government abuse and Wall Street failure. And Obama's out there pushing green alternatives and he's, you know, pushing for all these wind turbine farms, which sounds really good, but it underscores just how completely cross-purposes the U.S. government can be. Many of these wind turbines, in order to avail themselves of favorable winds, are set up on the natural migratory routes of birds, including endangered species, because birds like to use high winds to carry them along to save energy. So after spending millions of dollars to ostensibly protect these birds and stiff fines for anybody who even picks up a dropped feather from one of the protected species, now the U.S. government is encouraging the building of wind farms, which are already proven to chop these birds to pieces. And this is over and above the dismal performance of existing wind farms. The supposed 25-year lifespan of the most commonly used turbine was another sales pitch. They're failing after just a few years. And the original company that built them went out of business, and replacement parts are not available. We have two very large wind farms here in Hawaii. One is down on the Big Island. It's already shut down, and it's just corroding away. The other is here on the island of Oahu near Kahuku. And it is so poorly designed that it has to be shut down if the wind blows too hard. Many of these projects, solar cells and wind farms, are set up to fail to reinforce the idea that we must stay with oil and we must fight wars to capture that oil. Now, story coming out of Global Research, days before Obama announced that new carbon dioxide rule against coal, Exxon was awarded new Gulf of Mexico oil leases. The buds make the money. The people who refuse to be campaign donors don't hear. Over in Great Britain, there is now a new push to void all trespass laws for the fracking industry. And the issue is whether these fracking companies will have the legal right to drill underneath your property without your permission, without having to pay you for it. Up until now, to run a pipeline, they have to have the permission of the owner of the land, who has to be compensated. And fracking companies that were caught sending horizontal pipes underneath other people's property were sued under the trespass laws. Well, now there's a big lobbying effort to say, well, heck, these people aren't using the land that's 100 feet down under their ground. Let's put it to some other use. And now they're talking about suspending the trespass laws for the fracking industry so they can send those little pipes leaking methane and who knows what all else out into the soil and the groundwater without your permission. Story out at CBC up in Canada. The monarch butterfly decline is linked to the spread of genetically modified crops. Now, this is not a new story. This one, however, is saying there's an indirect link because the pesticides used on the GM crops also kill the milkweed plant, which is the primary preferred food of the monarch butterfly. And so we're causing harm to the insects. Now, I'm sure from Monsanto's point of view, they're going to say, who cares about the monarch butterfly? You can't make money off of them. But there was another study from Cornell University showing that GMO pollen directly killed monarch butterflies. And it raises the question, is GMO pollen directly killing the honeybees? Not to worry, I'm sure Monsanto is working on a Roundup Ready butterfly to sell to people who miss the natural variety here. Meanwhile, China has taken an additional step of banning all GMO grains and oils and food from their military supply stations. They do not want any of their people, especially in the military, exposed to these products. They understand they're a danger. China has been rejecting U.S. shipments of corn that were claimed to be GMO-free, and they test them and they find they're GMO and they turn them away. U.S. corn exports to China have dropped 86%, and China's just given up trying to get clean corn from the U.S. They're now going down to Brazil. Story out of Natural News, even trace amounts of mercury can cause infertility and brain impairment. This research was done on songbirds, but obviously this kind of toxic metal in humans is going to cause issues. And remember, prior to the Homeland Security Act, which indemnified these vaccine companies for the use of mercury-based preservatives, there was a considerable body of research linking mercury-based preservatives in childhood vaccines to this huge problem of childhood autism we have in this country, far in excess of other countries. And another story, this is over at, I can't pronounce it, I'm going to spell it, hisz.rsoe.hu. One baby has died and 14 others are struggling for their lives after being poisoned in a National Health Service neonatal care units. And apparently they've issued an alert that newborns are being seriously harmed by a contaminated batch of nutrition drip. The children who were affected were at six different hospitals, but the infected nutrition drip is believed to have been used in 22 hospitals across the country. That means when the baby is born, they stick them in an incubator, they stick a needle in the arm, and they drip this chemical in. Whatever happened to letting the babies nurse at their mother's breasts? It worked perfectly fine for a half million years. One of the most bizarre successes of the American advertising industry was convincing mothers that their own breast milk for their babies was somehow dangerous and to go and get this canned or bottled product produced in a laboratory instead. Anyway, another very serious story here. This was over at alethonewswordpress.com called The Radioactive Waste Disaster. And it's basically talking about the ugly reality that ever since the first nuclear reactor at Chicago's Fermi Lab in 1942, nobody has ever had a solution about what to do with radioactive waste. The attitude has always been, kick the can down the road. Make the waste now. We need the bombs. We need whatever. We'll let somebody else worry about the disposal problem. Well, it's later, and they still haven't found a solution. We have a pile of radioactive waste 70 years high. And the alarming part here is there's a story that just came out at Investment Watch blog that in order to try and keep our economy going, the U.S. is now agreeing to accept nuclear waste materials from other countries for storage somewhere here in the U.S., even though we don't really have a safe storage area. Hanford is leaking. WIP is leaking. This stuff is incredibly insane. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops that go in.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Fox News is running this segment. It's hilarious. Apparently, while he's on his European tour, Barack Obama was working out, and somebody took a little cell phone video of it, and they're saying it raises security concerns. And no, this is Obama trying to look manly by pumping tin. And it's another PR stunt. I'm a regular guy. I work out. See, and of course, I think he's trying to counter all those pictures we had of Vladimir Putin wrestling grizzly bears and, you know, all this other stuff that's going on. And it makes him look even worse. Makes him look even worse. Now then, speaking of Obama and the exploding Bo Bergdahl scandal, the release of these 5 former Taliban officials has reopened the debate over the fact that Barack Obama did promise to close Guantanamo. and he never kept that promise. We know that one-third of the prisoners down there have been cleared for release by the military tribunal, which found that these people committed no crimes. They were falsely accused, grabbed, waterboarded, force-fed in some cases, and they haven't done anything to deserve it. They at least should be released. The reason I think Obama has broken yet another promise is because worse things than waterboarding have been done to these individuals. We know that's true in the case of Binyam Mohammed, who was released, and apparently they thought he was not going to want to embarrass himself by going public, but he did. And there are scars on his body showing far worse things than waterboarding were being done. To find Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, which of course never existed. And it is a valid question. Why isn't Obama keeping his promises to we the people? We're his boss. It's not the other way around. I know he seems to think the other way around, but it isn't. He works for us. Congress works for we the people. We have every right to be critical of their job performance. Now, in the economy, we have been talking about the problem of rehypothecation of hard assets, usually in the context of silver and gold, especially gold, with this issue that gold deposited at the Bank of England, the Bank of France, and the New York Federal Reserve by other countries may not still be there, was the topic on one of the episodes of America's Book of Secrets this season, The Gold Conspiracy. And it turns out it's not just silver and gold. Apparently any commodity can be rehypothecated, and there's a huge scandal over in China regarding copper and aluminum that was being stored as a commodity. Stockpiles of copper and aluminum that were then rehypothecated apparently over and over and over again to the point where nobody knows the original metal, nobody knows where it actually is anymore. And everybody's basically trying to make money off of the same commodity, time and time and time again. And there's something inherently wrong about the process, especially when it's carried to such a ridiculous extent, and especially when they can't keep track of it. But apparently it's now tangling up some of the major banks. And that one is, it's another hammer blow on the credibility of the global banking economic system and its foundations. And like I said, more and more people are starting to write articles and comment that this experiment with private central banking has been a wrong direction. And they are absolutely correct. We need to go back to the model of the economy this nation started with. The government creates the public currency as a public utility. They spend it into circulation to buy what the government needs. The currency flows through commerce, enabling commerce, without accruing interest to a private central bank, and is taxed back in the same amount at the end of the cycle to balance the books. That system works. It made the early United States of America immensely prosperous for the people, which is why the bankers hated it so much and worked to subvert the United States back into private central banking. With the First Bank of the United States of America, the War of 1812, the Second Bank of the United States of America, and finally the Federal Reserve. More and more people are starting to write articles saying the same things that I said in All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Go back and look at all of history's momentous events, assassinations, coup d'etats, wars, and behind the scenes, there's a banker whispering in the ear of the leader. The common enemy of all mankind is not Al-Qaeda, not carbon dioxide, not even apathy. It is these privately owned central banks. They are tools of mass enslavement. And they've had a good run, and they've made the owners insanely rich, but it's time for these owners of these private central banks to take their ill-gotten gains and go someplace else. When we talk about the blueprint for the new America, first and foremost, the public currency will be handled as a public utility. And anybody who comes in and says, oh, no, 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 we're going to start up a brand new privately owned central bank, we give that person a good coating of tar or feathers and send them on their way. I have a few minutes left to talk to you, And I want to use them talking about the idea of inspiration, because when you get to be my age, and I have another birthday coming up, you start thinking about your past experiences. And we've been talking a lot about what was going on in the 1960s. And the 1960s were not a good time. We had assassinations. We had wars. We had hardships. But there were still things about the United States that we could feel good about. Back then, we were still manufacturing some of the world's finest products. We were coming up with breakthroughs in science and medicine and technology that really did work. We had the space program that just captured our imaginations and inspired a whole generation of American young people to aspire to careers in science and technology, to find out what's out there. And it sparked the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s that provided so much prosperity for the United States. And we could look at these accomplishments, and they offset the bad things that were going on. The John F. Kennedy assassination, the Robert Kennedy assassination. That anniversary is tomorrow. Everybody's all hot and bothered about D-Day. They don't mention that Robert Kennedy was also killed on June 6th. There was a balance. Yeah, there were bad things in the United States of America. And we rightly felt ashamed about them, like Vietnam and COINTELPRO and oppression of the blacks. But they were offset by those things we could feel good about that inspired us, like our accomplishments in space, in manufacturing. We had pride that we made the best of so many things that were used around the world. And we've kind of lost that part of it. I think one of the reasons so many people are so upset right now is we see all the bad things around us, and they are bad. There's no question about it. There's grounds to be extremely angry about the direction this nation has been led by the money junkies and their lackeys in Washington, D.C. There are grounds to be angry over the hijacking of our government by the government of Israel. What we're missing is that offset. We don't really have anything left in America that we can point to with a great deal of pride and say, see, there's still something good about America. There's still something good about Americans. We were talking yesterday about this article that was basically saying that the American character has changed dramatically over the last few decades. We've become so consumed with needing to get more of those pieces of ink and paper to keep the bankers happy that we've forgotten there are other priorities in life, things that made Americans good people. And we have lost a lot of the characteristics that made Americans feel good about themselves. The problem with a society dominated by the money junkies is we're all forced to become money junkies. We may not be rich, but we're still as grasping and desperate to get hold of those pieces of paper and ink to the point where we tolerate manufacturing a shoddy product or a cheaper product, or we cut corners, or we ignore the fact that something may be harmful that's going out our door, because above all, we have to pay the bills. All righty, there's the music, a little bit loud here. Need to get out here and run some errands with the lovely Lady Claire, who hopefully will be with us on the show tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow. Please go over to the Republic Broadcasting website. I need you to hit that donate button. Cannot tell you how important that is. If you're going to buy physical silver and gold, and I suggest that you do, Republic Trading Group. Okay. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical. Share what you know with everybody you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
With financial